Don't worry about making too much music sound over there. He can't hear it. It's the directional mic, so it goes straight towards me. Well, next week's the end. It'll be the 30th. We'll be on the 30th, and then, wow. We're going to jump in. Yeah, we get. Yes. It is flying. It is flying. Artificial intelligence. Yes, they do. They changed the, okay, this is going to get interesting. I don't know if this is going to work for sound because they changed the button. So let me know if the sound works, okay? Because I honestly do not. Can you hear it? They changed the system. Well, that was the problem. The box to share the video. Okay. Also share tab audio. Oh, I have to do it differently. Okay. They're saying I have to do it. Oh, come on. Okay, wait, I got it. They put the button's back, only now it's not a button, now it's a slide. Okay. Wow. Here I was trying to read something. Okay. And I gotta go the other way. Okay, we'll try this again. Pay attention to how she introduces this. And oh, you're right. You have to laugh at this. You're right. And they're, you know what they all are? They're all failures. Yes. And artificial intelligence. Yes. Hi. Oh, Damian Kuzik caught me, and I made a mistake, and I don't know how to fix that, so let me double-check. Damian, what channel did I miss? If you could just put it in, I can add it. I just didn't see. So, Damian, if you could just put up what channel I missed, I'll look for it. Yeah, he's giving me a hard time. I didn't pick the eighth one. And I have to fix BTR again because it's playing games. Does it with Christy? It does it with me. Here we go. Fix one more time. Oh, joy of joys. BTR likes to play games. All right. Let's take a look at here. Okay, so next we have the Syrian-born New Jersey mayor. Now, this is a let me copy this story link, and my mouse will go that direction, and we'll put this link in the chat room. I'm doing things a little different, so I have to think about which direction my mouse is going. There we go. All right, so here we go. This is a Syrian-born New Jersey mayor of Prospect Park, New Jersey. Okay, think about that. A Muslim, Mohammed Khairullah, is upset he was disinvited to the White House Eid al-Fitr party because his name was on the U.S. terror watch list. Mayor Khairullah has had difficulty boarding planes for some time and found it a surprise. The same list that keeps Americans safe on planes would protect the President of the United States. Well, Mayor, let me finish this part because this is the other part you got mad about him. Mayor Khairullah is working with CARE, which is Hamas in America. Please understand that. That's his. So CARE is the Muslim Brotherhood, okay, in the United States. Keep that in mind now. This is what he just said. All right. So Hamas is a terrorist group recognized by President Clinton, a Democrat, to claim. Now, again, he's the one who. President Clinton, a Democrat, declared that group a terrorist group to claim. Exactly. So the next story is about Canada. Canada, I'm going to put that link in the chat room. Canada's next, this story hits me every time. We're talking about, believe it or not, the same group that we just talked about with CARE. Muslim Association of Canada just lost its bid to be removed from the Canada Revenue Agency audit. I guess that is their equivalent of the Internal Revenue Service for the United States. Saying it's too early to intervene in a federal examination. So they're going to be reviewed because they call themselves MAC, or the Muslim Association of Canada. That's the new name for CARE CAN, which is CARE in Canada. So... see if I can add the other channel. Here we go. Now I found out. All right. So this is the funny part. Again, the MAC is the new name of CARE CAN, which changed its name due to being connected to financing terrorism and having been found to have active associations with known terror entities. Again, this came from the GlobeMail.com. So, you know, again, it's not stuff that we're making up. It's right off the news site. CARE, again, is Hamas. People need to understand that. It's been acknowledged by the federal government of the United States. Fair. Think about that. The FBI understands this, and they actually send Congress notes saying don't associate with them, and all of a sudden they forget. MAC is presently Hamas. Muslim Association of Canada is the CARE CAN. Preliminary audit findings identified serious issues concerning Muslim Association of Canada, their non-compliance with the charitable rules and laws. They're not, you know, appropriately reporting. They're not following the law. So isn't that reason enough to start wondering? By the way, they have been involving themselves with the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood, buying real estate and supporting an organization listed as a terrorist entity in Egypt. Think about that. Cookie jar. We say cookie jar here. Yeah. Okay. part of their requirement to pay percentage of zakat to okay. So the next story is from France, and we'll take a look at this one. Again, this comes from the Telegraph, and this is about, you know, basic, you know, a principal doing his job. And thanks to the government of France, President Emmanuel Macron's government, he announced last month that it was banning the abaya, a garment worn by Muslim women that covers the body from neck to the feet in schools, as it broke the rules on secularism in education. France is governed by a belief in laïcité, which is secularism. As a result, one Muslim father had his daughter sent home, which required his presence to pick her up. He threatened to kill the school principal for asking his daughter to obey by the law. Her father was arrested and prosecuted for issuing threats designed to intimidate a person charged with an official mission. Trying to get my mouse in the right area. Where is the mouse? Just trying to find my mouse. Okay, there we go. 33. No, you got the little I'm trying to get used to that. I switched up where my monitors are, so I'm trying to get used to this. So hold on just a second. Because I'm just 33. Here we go. 33, what verse? Thank you. Okay, just get back here to StreamYard and I'll share. Here we go. 33. And stay in your house and do not display yourselves like the display of the first of ignorance, and perform the prayer and bring the legal alms and obey Allah and his messenger. Surely Allah only desires to put away the uncleanness from you, people of the house, and purify you purification. Stay in the house for the women to stay in the house. Becoming more technologically sound. He's sharing screens. Do not let women into all of the rooms and do not teach them how to write. Teach them to spin and recite. This is Sir Al-Nur. The idea of not educating a woman is repugnant. I mean, it's true. I have one more story. Okay. No, I think it's powerful that people don't understand that Islam is against education as a whole. It's sad. And when you think about, we get students from all over the world, wherever you are today, in public schools, and a lot of times, in general, they're behind. Well, and it's not because of anything in truth except for the faith structure that they have that keeps them keeps them ignorant. And I say ignorant, it's not, here's the catch with that word. It keeps them from knowing or asking questions. When you have a faith structure that keeps you from asking questions, which is Surah 5 101, how do you learn? And that's the issue. Doesn't matter what we're talking about as far as learning. When you have a system that tells you not to ask questions, you can't learn. Okay, so let me get this one in the chat room. So this one is a new story that you and I haven't discussed. And this is out of Pakistan. It's by BritishAsianChristians.org. Two blasphemy incidents, Sheikh Lahore and Kanul on a single day, innocence and accusations. This came out September 20th, and it starts out in a nation, in Kanwal, a horrifying incident unfolded as a young child aged between 6 and 7 years old was brutally beaten after being accused of tearing a page concerning Quranic texts from his Islamiyat textbook. Islamiyat is a compulsory subject on Islamic education taught in public schools across Pakistan. Unaware of the consequences that would follow, the child discarded an already torn page into a dustbin. However, the teacher discovered the page, leading to the merciless beating of the innocent child and a false accusation that he intentionally ripped the page out of the book. The child's parents, upon learning the brutal treatment of their son had endured, and visited the school to seek answers. Instead of receiving support, they were subject to abuse and threats. School authorities even summoned a local Muslim cleric to further intimidate the family. The district police was notified of the situation and assured the Christian community of safety and vowed to uphold the law and order in the area. 6 to 7. They beat this little kid. It says brutally beaten. I mean, how do you brutally, I mean, a 6 to 7 year old, how can you do that with a conscience? Yes. Pakistan. You got to sit there and wonder. I mean, I sit there and I look at this. I get this every day on social media. They're saying so-and-so should be beat, so-and-so should be hurt because he tore a page of the Quran, he did this or she did that. But yet the third caliph did worse. No, the second caliph. Uthman did that, yeah, third caliph, yeah. Yes. Yes. They repeat the Arabic. They don't understand it, which is worse. Well, there's another incident here in this same article. In another distressing incident, a couple, Kiran, who was 35 years old, and her husband, Shuka Masi, who was 40 years old, residents of the Chowdhury colony in Lahore, found themselves accused of desecrating the Quran. The complainant, Muhammad Tamir, alleged discovering a torn Quranic page in a pink bag on the first floor of the couple's residence. Now, wait to hear the backstory of this. According to Tamir's account, he stumbled on the torn pages while visiting a stall selling pre-seasoned meats in the local area around 12:15 in the noontime. Okay. On September 8th, he said, wait, 12:15 a.m. is midnight, correct? It's midnight. Okay, 12:15 midnight on September 8th. He said that he then followed a trail of scattered pages of the Quran from the meat place, all right? He traced back to the couple's home. Upon arriving at the couple's home, Mr. Tamir inquired if Mr. Shukat knew about some pages strewn across the street. He didn't know what they were talking about with the Quran. When questioned, he suggested their children, one who was 8 years old, another 5, and another one 7, might have inadvertently discarded the pages. Tamir then forced his way into the Christian couple's home and claimed to have found a pink bag with such torn pages from the Quran. Really? The complainant further asserted that he found the pages scattered on the roof of the Christian home as well. Really, you're going to, why would he have pages from the Quran if he's a Christian? Yeah. Oh, yes. They were Jews. On the Sabbath. On the Sabbath. Yes, I've got, I think I still, I think we're just in 33. Yep, I got it up, so just a second. Here we go. And he brought down the people of the book who backed them from their strong places and cast a terror into their hearts. A group of them you are killing and a group of them you are taking captive. And he made you to inherit their land and their homes and their money and a land which you had never set foot on, and Allah was mighty over all things. Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening around the world. It's sad, sad. Oh, that's it for tonight.
I can't believe you said it. I fell asleep now, the second one. I got a coffee or something. Before you go to bed?
Yeah. I tried taking naps and it doesn't help some days. This guy, if he wants to run to the bathroom, he has to run out of his place into the house because he has a studio.
Mm-hmm.
So during this time, he will run out of his place. So the distance, we take it. I'm surprised that sometimes I'm not starting without him when he does that. I've got to put a seam on this side and put it over. So I think at one point I put it up sideways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while. I'll do that. It's pretty simple.
So you can hang it that way.
Yeah. If I get the other one I have in the huge bat, it's still wrapped up like it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that because it's three times as long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the weirdest things, how long the screens are. So you can stand out and think you're someplace else.
So will it work lengthwise? You can turn it? Well,
yeah, it will. I've done that before, so because of how it's just this long, that's not so bad. Hosea 4:6 is what this ministry is based on. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And, no, I think it's funny. I think it's funny. Because we put in the description, what happens if the Quran destroys the Quran? We're basically asking this. What happens if the stuff that reveals how the Quran is revealed destroys Islam? If it destroys the Quran, what does that mean? People think. You know, you sit there and you listen to this, and you're like, if you can't, I'm trying to put it this right, if they can't, well, it's bad enough Muhammad can't write or read, but he's got to ask someone else to write it for him, and then he can't even be sure he's writing it exactly what he said. Trying to get the mouse. Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to get the mouse over there. There you go. 693, you said? All right. And who is more unjust than one who forged a lie against Allah or said, it has been revealed to me, when nothing was revealed to him? And who said, I will send down like that which Allah has sent down? And if you see when the unjust are in the floods of death and the angels reach forth their hands to get your souls out, today you will be rewarded with a humiliating torment because of what you were saying against Allah without the truth, and you were proud against his verses. Actually, I didn't understand a word. All right. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a doctorate, and I think, you know, like, I'm intelligent, but if that doesn't make any sense, that's probably... No, but I've had some good caffeine. I mean, I don't know if this is Allah talking to another Allah, because all of Allah's word is supposed to be Allah speaking, and who is more unjust than one who forged a lie against Allah? Could Allah be talking about another God? I mean, I'm really confused. Oh, okay. 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 Exactly. Yes. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I'm just going to step out for just a second. All right. Keep going. I'm listening. Yeah, I'm okay. I will be right back. I'm just listening. I just got to step out for a second. Okay. Verse 12. And indeed we create the human from an extract of mud, and we made him a nutfa in a secure place. Then we created the nutfa into a clot. So we created and clothed the bones with flesh. Then we made it another into a piece of flesh, yes. Yes. How many other creators are there? Oh. No. water, isn't it? Rushing waters. Great is out of nothing. Ex nihilo. Oh, yes. Well, wait a minute. Isn't there a verse in the Quran that says, no one, can anybody make a Quran like this? Yeah. Amen. Giving to Tom. And when we made the house as a resort for people and a haven, and take from the place of Abraham a place of prayer, and we made a covenant with Abraham and Ishmael, that purify my house for those who march around it and dwellers of the... You know. Yes. It's going to be a busy night on 33.
This is not letting me tone it down.
Yeah. 53, you said, right? 50. Okay, 53. O you who have believed, do not enter the houses of the prophet, except when it is permitted to you for a meal, but not waiting while it is being prepared. But if you were invited, so enter. When you have eaten, so depart. And do not engage in a familiar conversation. Surely this would harm the prophet. So he would be shy of you, and Allah is not shy of the truth. And when you would ask for anything from them, so ask them from behind a veil.
And the mouse went.
Mousey, where are you?
Okay.
66. What was the verse?
Okay, 66, the forbidden.
All right. Perhaps his Lord, if he divorces you, he will give him other wives better than you in exchange. Muslim believers, obedient, penitent servants, fasting, previously married and virgins. Said 284?
Almost there. 284.
All right, 284. To Allah, what is in the heavens and what is on the earth, and if you reveal what is in yourselves to hide it, Allah will call you to account by it. So he will forgive whom he wills, and he will torment who he wills, and Allah is mighty over all things. The Messenger, 286. Allah will not burden any soul except its ability. It will receive
We're going back to 33 again. Wow, it's like six times tonight.
What was first again? Oh, you prophet, surely we have made it lawful for you. Your wives, whom you have given their wages, and those who that your right hand possesses, which Allah has granted you, and the daughters of your paternal uncle, and the daughters of your paternal aunts, and the daughters of your maternal uncles, and the daughters of your maternal aunts, and those who emigrate with you, and a believing woman, if she gives herself to the prophet, if the prophet desires to have sex with her, this is privilege for you, but not for any other believers.
And this includes his, I mean, this is incest, people. This is not just, and it's pedophilia too, because we're talking about, it says daughters, it doesn't give an age range. It says, it is just too much.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he was a young guy by his standards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm average around here is in your 20s, yes.
I'm betting we won't. That's the only thing you can find for performed jihad, but you won't find the rest.
Actually works out, then they get to change that little tag. All right.
Yes, we do. We're at that. So we have 3 minutes before we do that video. So we're going to be presenting a video, and then in the next 3 minutes, that gives you an opportunity to take all that you've heard and make a choice. I mean, if you've learned that the Quran is corrupt and it's not just the word of Muhammad, it's not just the word of Allah, it's the word of others according to Islamic scriptures, not according to us. He cited Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari. He cited all these other guys that have been given great credence by Islamic scholars, and yet they're saying, I mean, I'm sitting here, yeah, I mean, I hadn't heard some of the names before, and I'm sitting here wondering, how can you put faith in a book that's supposed to be the word of Allah, but it gets changed by those around Muhammad? If you can't put faith in that, yeah. You don't have the guarded board. You don't have the guarded board. And how do we know which parts of the Quran are in the guarded board? Because we don't know. Amen. Right.
And then what, we're going to answer your questions. If you posed our questions earlier, we're definitely going to answer them afterwards.
Amen.
We have a couple, we have a good amount. Okay. This comes from Joel 3:10. Do you find truth in the potential of the Mahdi being our Antichrist, or will the Antichrist come from somewhere else?
So just undelete that. Okay. All right. So the next one comes from, okay, so this is interesting. There are two or three places where the Quran refers to itself as a hadith. Can you elaborate on this?
Interesting point. Oh, I've got it open. It's just, there's so many. Right. Okay, it's still growing. I mean, we're up to 400 something. Okay. Okay.
Wait a second. Trying to find my next. Okay. All right. Hey there.
Oops, sorry. I mean, there's so many. I mean, that's just the point. Okay, so here we go. He's got an answer for it. Basically, Muslims look at the Ahadith as a secondary revelation. But if the Quran is also a Hadith, what makes it any more special than the other sayings? You know, that's a good question. And his messenger? I am counting 9 times. 8 or 9, yeah. Okay, next, let me just get there. Here we go. Let's take that one off. Okay, next one. This is an interesting one from one of our regulars, Damian Kuzmik. Is Dhulqarnain prophet or warlord, and is Muhammad prophet or warlord, and can we find Dhulqarnain in the Bible like we find Muhammad in Bible? I haven't found Muhammad in Bible anyplace, so... Yes, that's true. All right, so here we go. Next one. This is kind of a comment during your, I know it's not a question, but I just thought I'd share it. Majmoun Debelli said, I made a verse. Don't beat your wives. They are much better than the moon god, Lame. All right. All
I agree 100%.
And this kind of goes with it. Why did they write all these stories that clearly show him to be a crazy liar, false prophet? And that kind of goes with what you're saying. He says it a couple times, and he doesn't really deny it, which I find is humorous. Yes.
Okay, next one. We are down to the last question, and I'll double-check everybody in the room. Straightway of Grace Ministry. Are there any abrogations in the Bible, and who can abrogate in the Bible? You still stink, people. You still stink. And I think we are done with questions tonight. You doubled my salary. A zero and zero, and I'm still looking at zero. Two zeros. I get two zeros in a row now. All right. God bless everybody. Yes. You guys want to turn into that, because that is a surprise. And we're having fun. All right. God bless. Okay. Good night. We are... Come on. We're out. Hey. You have a great day. Send that to me when you got time, and I'll put some stuff together. Tuesday, you want to get together? Okay. Sounds good. All right. God bless. All right. Good night. Bye.